Apart from the Lord.
Apart from the Lord.
That's right. is going to come you.
We can do nothing. We can do nothing apart from you, Lord.
Day one, I'd like to read the last paragraph. We may have much knowledge about the furniture and the tabernacle. We may know what is the holy place and in the Holy of Holies. Nevertheless, we may not have any of these aspects of the tabernacle in our experience. Rather, we may be like a machine without a motor. You know what is the motor in our being? The motor in our body, soul, and spirit, the motor is the prayer life.
Amen.
Christ is not only the bread, the light, and the heart. He is also the incense arch.
Amen.
This means He is the motivator and even the motor.
Amen.
Therefore, we need to enjoy Him as a prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then I was reading this morning in the life study about the tabernacle. And life study of Exodus says that when we can enter into the tabernacle, so He enters, the Lord enters into us, and we can enter into Him. And this is all by His precious blood that we are able to enter into. And I want to read John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
And 1:14, and the Word became flesh and tabernacle among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality.
Yes.
And then, I was appreciating that this morning also in the life study that we have so many needs, but at the same time, what we need is Christ. Amen. So I was enjoying this from the footnotes in Matthew.
Amen.
Matthew 6. 1:6. This is in the footnote for chapter 5:48 at the end. And at the end of the last paragraph, the kingdom of the heavens is the highest demand, and the divine life of the Father is the highest supply to meet the demand. First, the gospel presents in the gospel of Matthew the kingdom of the heavens as the highest demand. And last, it affords us with the gospel of John the divine life of the heavenly Father as the highest supply, by which we can have the highest living of the kingdom of the heavens. The demand of the new law of the kingdom in chapter 5-7 is actually the expression of the new life, the divine life, which is within the regenerated kingdom's people. This demand opens up the inner being of the regenerated people, showing them that they are able to attain such a high level and to have such a high living. And I appreciate this matter, and it continues in the next to the next chapter. the fourth section of the king's decree on the mountain concerns the righteous deeds of the kingdom people. Righteousness here denotes righteous deeds such as giving alms, praying, and fasting. Man's flesh, seeking to glorify itself, always wants to do good deeds before man in order to gain man's praise. But the kingdom people who live in an empty and humble spirit and walk in a pure and single heart under the heavenly ruling of the kingdom are not allowed to do anything in the flesh to praise, to gain the praise of man, but must do all things in the spirit to praise your heavenly Father.
Amen.
In our Friday group meeting, I thought it was really good to enter into this outline and kind of really see the significance of this golden incense altar. I like how the outline is laid out. Right, first you need to see a vision. If you don't see the vision first, you can't practically enter into and experience the golden incense altar. So it's really important that you really understand Roman numeral 1 before you can get to Roman numeral 2. And I really appreciate that the brothers have such a light to be able to shine on these verses and this portion of the word so we can see this vision. And I think we're continually seeing a vision. I think we're continually being unveiled. That's why we have that verse, right, in Galatians. Because it enables, the more we see, the more we're able to enter into the experience of this golden incense altar. I think sometimes when we're younger in the Lord, often we pray, and once in a while we really sense, wow, that prayer really met God's need. And I think the more we mature in the Lord, and the more we see of God's ultimate vision, we realize, and more often our prayers are actually acceptable prayers that are full of the incense of Christ, that are acceptable to the Father. And these prayers are not just prayers that we just utter, but they're actually prayers with Christ being filled. Because that's the only thing that's acceptable to God. The only thing acceptable to God is Christ Himself. You know, it's nothing of our fancy prayers, but it's really just God being added to our prayer, Christ being added to our prayers. This is the essence, this is the aroma, this is the fragrance that is going to the Father and is acceptable to the Father. So I really appreciate it in the outline and just realizing, you know, the reason that our prayers are acceptable when Christ is added to our prayers is because Christ has already died on the cross for us and has been accepted, and God the Father has accepted Him as our sacrifice. And He's accomplished literally everything for us. So it's so crucial that when we pray and we pray to the Lord, and we pray to the Father, that we would really, really seek the Lord's will and really seek what the Lord's leading. What does God want for us? You know, if we're praying for, you know, I've been praying for an apartment. I'm going to be moving. So I've been, Lord, you know, I don't know how to pray. I don't know how incense gets added to my prayer to get a new apartment. But Lord, just come in there. You know, my prayers have been lately, Lord, I want my last house has been pretty filled with students. Lord, make my next place going to be filled with students, Lord. So just being open and honest with the Lord. I think the Lord is able to come in and He can lead us and direct us into the prayers that we have. There's another verse in there that talks about He gives us the groaning. Sometimes we don't even know what to pray. But if we just groan before Him and we keep speaking, I think God really, we just need to be open, and this enables God to lead us in our prayers. You know, we may start off in one direction in the beginning of our prayer. You know, often probably many of us in the morning time, we're probably like way in left field. But, you know, you spend a good amount of time, we kind of finally get back to on track. And we kind of sense, all right, this is where the Lord wants me to be. But I think we just need to spend time with the Lord. And this allows Christ to be added in. And this is the golden incense altar. That's the significance that Christ would be added to our prayers, and this would be acceptable to the Father.
Which is very difficult to hear this message because it is kind of very heavy.
Yeah.
I have listened to the message over and over for 5 times, and I have to admit, I'm not able to catch up our brother's spirit. The burden concerning the golden incense altar. If you just study the outline, this message, it is quite easy to understand. Two Roman numbers. Only two Roman number items. One is you need to see. One you need to experience. But to see a vision is a big thing. Brother continue to mention. Well, of course, Brother also quoted from Brother Lee's message. Pretty much everything is from Brother Lee's message. He called it. Do not minimize. Never minimize the importance of having a proper view concerning something. Today, all our problem is because we do not see the vision. In order for us to see the vision, we need 3 things. Vision is from God, but when vision to us becomes revelation. The world of revelation is something unveiled to us. If the Lord did not grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, then nothing can be unveiled to us. We need to pray and also all pray for the things. But just the revelation is not enough. You also need a light. Without the light, you will not be able to expose yourself and to see the thing of it. Brother and sister, we need to pray for ourselves. So Lord, grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That we may be ushered into the spiritual realm to see spiritual scenery. What is golden incense altar? Outwardly, it is the altar, but what is the intrinsic significance of the altar? And then just the revelation and light, that's not enough. If we do not have the sight, then we still cannot see the vision. So these 3 items, revelation, light, and sight, really we need to pray for the Lord, grant me all these three items. Without this, yes, I can study the outline. Yes, I can understand in my knowledge, in my soul, and in my mind. Yet, to me, it's no good to me. I am still in darkness. The Golden Incense altar is a picture portrayed that Christ today is the intercessor for
us. Amen.
You need to see this significance. That today Christ in the heaven, He is interceding for us.
Amen.
He is the intercessor, maintaining the relationship between God and ourselves. That's the vision we need to see. And then we see the vision, we need to experience what we have saw. I'm very touched by this word experience. And I have to admit, I am so lacking of such experience on the incense, golden incense altar. The more I read and the more I hear our brothers saying, I just say, Lord, I don't even miss one third of our brothers' experience. The Lord Himself is waiting beside the incense altar that the prayer of the faith can uplift it and He can edit the incense all the way to the throne, so that God can execute His administration. But my problem is, my prayer did not uplift it to that level, so the Lord cannot even add incense. And I sense the grief in my spirit. Lots of grief. Lord, no wonder you grieve in my spirit, because my prayer are not in that, are not there. In order for us to experience the golden incense altar, we must participate. Yes, our condition is so poor in such an extent that ourselves just think we are just disqualified. Lord, I don't need to pray because I'm disqualified. So we shouldn't be like that. We still need to participate. We still need to try in our capacity, in our level of experience, in our level of maturity, and pray. And when we pray, we participate in Christ's intercessory prayers. And of course, what kind of prayer we offer depends on what kind of person we are. If you are the kind of person occupied by the world, then your prayer will pretty much worldly prayer. So there are lots of purifying needed. And we need to be burned into heart. And that process is taking a long process. But however, saints, I feel don't be discouraged. Yes, it's very high, very deep, and I cannot catch up from the spirit. You know, it's very, very discouraged. Lord, how many years I left on the earth, but I'm still like that. But the Lord just says, forget about yourself. Participate in my intercessory prayer. And then you will be uplifted. And I feel very comfortable today to say, yes, Lord, we are in you. And we are fit on you. And we still be able to pray with you for your economy on the earth. May the Lord gain someone to see this proper vision. And get someone to also experience this reality of golden incense altar.
Amen. for me to see the vision from the golden and I enjoyed the day one of it. It says, I read that the incense altar is a place from which the activities at all other places in the tabernacle and the altar court are motivated. Christ's interceding life motivates us to experience the altar, the lava, the table, the lampstand, and the ark. Amen. The morning reading, the incense altar signifies Christ as the intercessor to maintain the relationship between God and His people. From reading the life study message, we may be enlightened concerning the tabernacle and its structure. However, none of the matters concerning which we have received life may be effective in our experience. It may seem that nothing works. The reason is the lack of a prayer life. So we need a proper prayer life. If we do not have the center, the incense altar, none of the aspects of the tabernacle and the altar court will be effective in our experience. So we must have a prayer life. We must have the incense altar. The prayer life motivates us to experience the altar, the lava, the table, the lampstand, and the ark. If you will pray even a little, you will find in your experience that the showbread table is precious, that the lampstand is prevailing, and the ark is attractive. And I just want to be encouraged. May we have a prayer life to experience the incense also, to motivate us to experience the table, the lampstand, and the ark.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord motivate us to pray at the incense altar. I really trust this message, but like a brother shared, after reading the message again and again, I still appreciate the Lord. It seems, did I really see the vision? Did I really willing to learn how to pray at the incense altar? So, yesterday afternoon, the Lord, it is the Lord's mercy, after the chance to listen to an audio message from a brother. And in that message, the brother gave her a short testimony. How he prayed. I think that a prayer is from the Golden Incense Altar. And the Lord showed me what is a prayer exactly from the Golden Incense Altar is. So, in this testimony, the brother, the Lord just gave him feeling to pray for a brother, because the brother's name came to his mind. So, when the brother has this name, he prays to Lord, regarding my brother, what should I pray for him? What should I pray for him about this brother? Lord, show me. Teach me how to pray for my brother.
Amen.
So, the Lord gives the brother a feeling to send that brother a book. So, the brother prayed to the Lord, and after he sent the book to the brother replied his message. And he said, he asked a question. Hey, brother, how did you know that why did you send me this book? So, our brother replied, I just opened to the Lord. I just asked the Lord, and the Lord gave me the feeling to send you this book. Brother, it is not from me. It's from the Lord. So, their brother made appointments to have some fellowship with our brother. And the testimony is very short, but it's very sweet. And I'm really touched. Oh, Lord, a prayer from God is this order. It's not from ourselves. It's not natural. Actually, it is Christ praying us. It is Christ Himself, actually. And the prayer is from Christ. And this is the prayer from God in His altar. So after listening to that short testimony, I praise the Lord. Lord, grant me a heart to learn. Lord, I'm really willing to learn how to pray at the incense altar. I'm not lacking experience. But Lord, I'm willing to learn.
Amen.
Show me how to pray, Lord.
Yes.
How to pray personally and corporately.
Yes.
I'm going into this altar. So I want to read a portion from Father Ram in this message.
Okay.
In this message, our brothers, in the opening word of our brother said, the goal of this message is not to charge us to pray. That would accomplish nothing. The goal of this message is that we would have the heart to learn. Personally and corporately.
Amen.
And then we would be willing to have the experience. We need to become the kind of person who can pray at the golden altar.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
When we are young, we didn't see that much of vision, but may the Lord grant us how to learn how to pray in the golden altar personally and corporately.
Amen.
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 I confess to the Lord that when we were at the training of this message, as the Lord, oftentimes I thought, oh, I was born and raised in the Lord's recovery. So I thought I knew how to pray. But this message was so eye-opening and so, I don't want to use the word condemning, but as the Lord, I really need to confess to you as the Lord, I need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother didn't really, in this message, you see the message that, actually, it's not doctrine. It's not, the burden is actually, we need to be the right person. We need to be the right one. We need to be where we should be. Otherwise, we couldn't pray. We couldn't be qualified to pray at the golden incense altar. We need to be in the tabernacle, first of all. And we need to enter into the holy place. We need to enjoy the showbread. We need to enjoy His shining.
Amen.
Without that, we have no strength to pray like what the Lord could pray. But praise the Lord. I'm so glad that I now know, Lord, I cannot pray as how You pray, and so I need You.
Amen.
He is the perpetual intercede one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And He is enterable. He is enjoyable. And so that's where we should be. We should be we should be all in the tabernacle. We should be all in the holy place. And we should be enjoying the bread there and enjoying His shining.
Amen.
The more we enjoy Him, this greatest interceding one will be dispensing Himself into us. That's how we can pray like He prays. We can pray as He intercedes. And the brothers here, I really, it says, we need to feast upon Christ as the bread of the presence. And it says, when we are about to pray, we should first be satisfied by eating holy food.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we should pray with God within us as our energizing supply.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, none of our prayers should be out of ourselves, as brothers shared. Oh, Lord, we need to come to Him first.
Mm-hmm.
And then experiencing Him and enjoying Him until He satisfies me first. And then He would strengthen me and energize me to be able to pray and intercede like He does. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. And especially, also appreciate the point that our prayers, before we can pray properly, we need to first be reduced to something. We need to be burned to ashes. That's why the golden incense altar contains the ashes, right? And if we pray with our active self, post the SELF there, that cannot be accepted.
Yeah.
It would be offering a strange fire to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. So we need to, but I think but we cannot terminate ourselves. We cannot burn ourselves.
Right.
It's by enjoying Him.
Amen.
The more we enjoy Him, the more we enjoy this interceding one, the more we are reduced. And then we become nothing. And this is when we can pray like He does. This is when we can intercede like He does. Oh, praise the Lord. So not only, praise the Lord, not only we know that we couldn't pray, but we were showing the way. The Lord showed us the vision. Oh, Lord, we just want to come to You, spend time with You, enjoy Your interceding first, and then we can all become the little interceding ones.
Amen.
And then our prayers, our
receiving Christ will bring us, and then He will add to us. He will add His incense to our prayers,
Amen.
And that will be acceptable to God.
Amen.
This message is from heaven, very heaven, and it's still so profound. And 2 points, just like the vision Paul has seen. We have 2 words. The first word, who are you, Lord? The second one, what are you going to do, my Lord? Okay. The first one, number one, we need to see the vision of a golden incense. He used all the verse from Hebrews 7:25, Romans 8:34, 26-27, and another 5 verses support this, you know, what he said. He said, the incense altar signifies Christ as an intercessor to maintain the relationship between God and the people. The 5 verses, the key word is intercessor. He says, tell us, Christ is intercessor. Who are you? Intercessor. How are you? Okay. The second one, I really appreciate Brother Ron showing the way. It's tough, but he said, the outline day 4. If we would intercede with Christ as the answer author, we need to see the 3 crucial matters. Amen? Number 1, when we pray, we shall be in the tabernacle. That is, we shall be in God. That's the first one. Crucial matter. Second one, when we are about to pray, we should first be satisfied by eating the holy fruit. That is, we shall pray with God, within us as our energized supply. Hallelujah. Amen. Three. When we pray, we shall offer the incense to God. That is, we shall pray with Christ as the incense. Amen.
Amen.
Show us the way.
Amen.
I also enjoyed day 4, these 3 crucial matters that we need to see if we would intercede with Christ at the incense altar. In reading day 5, I had a hard time with this matter of strange fire, because I just got very introspective of, all my prayers are for myself. When I come to the Lord, it's like I just spend time moaning and complaining, and it's very hard to, in your personal life, to pray these kind of prayers at the incense altar to the Lord. I think sometimes when we pray with companions or in a corporate setting, you can touch it, but when I'm praying by myself, I don't know if I get there. It's dangerous to get that introspective, and I think I have a tendency to just, I'll just stay at the burnt altar. I don't think I can get all the way in to the incense altar. And to feel like that goal is so far off, and I think we tend to kind of just retreat and, I don't know if I'm ever going to get there. But I really appreciated in day 4 that these 3 crucial matters, the incense altar is a type of Christ as our intercessor, maintaining the relationship between us and God. And if we were to intercede with Christ at the incense altar, these 3 crucial matters are absolutely related to Christ and not related to us. And we can be joined to Christ, but I appreciate these matters are they're related to Christ and not dependent on our own subjective interpretation or where we're at or where we reflect at with our own experience with Christ. Okay, so these 3 crucial matters, Brother Joe just shared them, but I just want to share them again, and I appreciated seeing that these matters are founded in the Word, and so again, not dependent on our own subjective reaction or feeling of where we're at with respect to our experience. Okay, so this first matter, when we pray, we should be in the tabernacle. We should be in God. Well, John 1:14 says that the Lord came and tabernacled among us.
Amen.
So we need to pray in God.
Amen.
We are in God. The second matter, that we have to eat Christ as the holy food. Well, the Lord is the reality of every offering. So when we pray, we need to be fed, energized by this Christ. So God, we are in God. God is in us. And then this third matter, that when we pray, we have to offer incense to God. That in Revelation 8, we see that Christ is this incense that ascends to God. So I just appreciated that these three crucial matters are absolutely related to Christ, and that we can be founded on the Word. So when we come forward and we experience Christ at the incense altar, we're joined with Christ. These three crucial matters are absolutely related to Christ. And so we can come forward and be joined to Christ at the incense altar.
Amen. I just appreciate on basic. If they, everyone who will pray at the incense altar must become a heap of ashes. Mm. How do we know that we are still something, that we have not yet become nothing? We know it by the fact that we still have our natural conduct, our natural side of view, and our natural virtues. So I just appreciate that. So it means sometimes if you think that you are more pleasant than others, it means you are still in yourself. You still have a lot of your own natural view. Pray that every time when the Lord comes to burn us, and every time when He's dealing with us, that we are still open, we are still willing to get more of the Christ.
I'm also very touched by day four, but kind of want to think about it in a different way. So it's as the sister shared already, sometimes it's easy to read this word and be very introspective, and you think about, you know, how far you are from this, right? Like, how far are we from being nothing and being reduced to ashes? You know, when you read about you know, the ones who've gone before us, the Apostle Paul, you know, they talk about how these prayers represent who you are as a person. But you know, it's easy to take that and think, well, you know, I'm not a good person. I'm not like the Apostle Paul. I'm not, you know, as good as these people. But you know, the reason Paul could pray these prayers is because he wasn't himself either. He was Christ, right? He was joined to Christ. And he was, that's why when we pray, it needs to be Christ added to our prayer. But there's, in day three, they talk about how we might not yet be the kind of person that can offer the prayers of the golden incense altar, but we can thoroughly experience the first altar and then go on to experience all the other furnishings in the tabernacle, right? It's a matter of life and experience, right? We need to experience all of this, and all of this is still Christ, right? When we touch Christ, we, as at the altar of burnt offering, or at the laver, or at the table, or at the lampstand, we are touching the same Christ that is to be added to our prayers at the golden incense altar. But if we don't experience Him in these other aspects, then we won't be familiar with Him, right? If we think of this as our commission, right, and we think of this as something that we need to do, we need to prepare to do it, then we know that you have to walk before you can run, right? We need to experience Him in these ways. But it's the same Christ, right? It's not as stepwise as you might think, but you have to experience Christ and get in the habit of experiencing Christ and practice experiencing Christ. And then, you know, again, without too much introspection and looking at yourself, you know, you just see Christ and you just look at Christ and it's like, I need more of Christ, right? Not I'm so far away, or not I can't measure up to that, but I need Christ, right? The more Christ is added, the closer we get to being the kind of person that can offer up these intercessory prayers.
Yeah, so actually I felt like after reading through the message, it's really heavy. And I'm trying my best to like understand it, but actually I realized that through the outline, there's also really the need to experience it. It's the need for the practical experiences. Right, okay. So actually this outline is broken down into two parts, as the saints have shared. The first aspect is with regards to seeing a vision, and the second aspect is with regards to the practical experiences. So with regards to seeing a vision, actually we need to see that the incense altar is typifies an aspect of Christ, and it signifies Christ as the intercessor. So actually I looked up the definition or the origin of the word intercessor, and it's broken down into two parts. It's inter and sedir. Inter is between, and sedir means go. So literally it means between, go, or go between, or intervene. So I really enjoyed that. Actually, when we are praying, it's really important that we need to come before the Lord and be in His presence, because when we are in His presence, He can intervene in our prayers. And actually, when we offer our prayers up at the altar, the fragrance that comes with it, God is really pleased with. So, so actually, I also enjoyed the point in under B. It says the incense altar is the place from which the activities at all other places in the tabernacle and the outer court are motivated. So this actually shows why it's crucial to see this, to see the intrinsic significance of the golden incense altar. And another point I was struck by is actually under D in Roman numeral 1, it says that the prayers offered at the incense altar govern the universe.
Yes.
So, actually, our prayers are not just, they are conversations with the Lord, and actually they can be casual, but in another sense, our prayers to the Lord actually has to do with the center of God's administration.
Right.
Also, I really enjoyed the point in that it says, if we have a clear view of the incense altar, our prayer life will be revolutionized, and we will pray for the executing of God's purpose, for the carrying out of the divine administration, and for the dispensing of God's divine grace. So this shows us why we actually need to have this view of the incense altar. Lastly, with regards to the experiences, I shared this during the Friday night home meeting, but the kind of prayer that we have depends on what kind of person we are. And the footnote under 1 Timothy 2:8, it's like give grace to everyone. It says that, the verse 8 says, I desire their 1 Timothy 2:8 says, I desire therefore that men pray in every place, lifting up holy hands without wrath and reasoning. And the footnote says, wrath and reasoning kill our prayer. Wrath is of our emotion, and reasoning is of our mind. To have a prayer life and pray unceasingly, our emotion and mind must be regulated to be in a normal condition, under the control of the Spirit, in our spirit. Yeah.
So we could end here, but I actually wanted to share again. I think that one point, we didn't talk about it too much, but that one point about and our prayers really being the administrative prayers for the whole universe. I think that's a really crucial point in the outline to realize that this is really, and I think sometimes in our prayer meeting, I felt like this last, maybe in the last 6 months, we've touched it here and there, really touching God's administration when we pray. I really feel we are moving God's hand, especially in Europe. When we pray, I don't know, as we feel that sometimes when we're praying for Germany and the saints in Europe, I really sense that we are really commanding God's hand and God's blessing on the universe.
Amen.
And this is a very important point that our brother brought out, and some of the other saints kind of touched upon it. But this is really the type of prayers that we need,
yes, we do have normal conversational prayers with the Lord, and it doesn't mean we can't have those, because God still wants to take care of our soul. If our soul's not taken care of, we're not probably not going to get very far. But ultimately, we should push further and further that our prayers would be more in line with God's administration, and really commanding His hand, commanding His blessing to really bless this earth, and really to line up for so the Lord can come back.
I was just going to mention, I think I really enjoyed everyone sharing. There's, as you read through the message, you can see there's actually two types of prayer, right? So there's the prayer at the altar of the burnt offering, and then the prayer at the incense altar. So the first type of prayer in the outer court is an intercession for us. So when we pray about our natural concerns, and I think we all have these type of prayers, right? Because most of the time when we go to the Lord, we're praying for our condition. Woe is me, Lord, I need this. Lord, this is happening in my apartment. All these different things. But that is the prayer at the burnt offering, when we are asking the Lord to intercede for us. The reason why the incense altar is a deeper experience and a harder experience is because there the intercession is purely for the Lord's move and for the Lord's interest. So in order to have that, we need to be reduced to ashes. That's why in the last day, in day six, we see that it cannot be anything of ourselves. So in that essence, in that vein, when we're praying for the Lord's interest, and we're moved to do so, then that is the prayer at the incense altar. I remember reading years ago when I was a young person, Lessons on Prayer. I don't know if you've read that book Brother Lee wrote. But I remember reading it, I think, when I was in high school or college, because I figured if I learned the key, the secret of prayer, then I could get everything answered. So I said, let me read this book, and let me figure out what the key is. So I remember I read through the whole book very, very carefully and really applied myself. But everything in that book talked about that the Christ in you is praying to the Christ in the heavens. So if the Christ in you is praying to the Christ in the heavens, all your prayers will be answered. And I remember after I read the book, I was very perplexed. I was like, how come none of my prayers get answered in this way? Because our view is that we have the Lord almost like a genie. We pray for all these things, and Lord, help us in all these different things, and help us to go on in you. We're praying always from the point of view of ourself. But actually, the true prayer is from God's point of view. What does God need, and what does He want? And He needs us to cooperate with Him in the prayer to release that incense. You see the difference? So, of course, then, if the Christ in us is praying to the Christ in the heavens, that is a prayer at the incense altar. And of course, the Lord will answer that, because it has to do with His administration. It has to do with what He desires on the earth. So I think all of us, brothers and sisters, we have to always start by praying, because it doesn't mean that we don't pray. We have to start by praying at the altar, at the burnt offering. But as we're there, we need to just consider, we need to reflect, we need to let the Lord speak to us. Mm-hmm. And in that speaking, the Lord, I do believe, we will have experience as we mature. He desires something. He will put something within us, and then we then turn that into a prayer. Amen. That then becomes the prayer at the incense altar.
Amen.
So I think it's not something that we rush. It's not something that I say, Lord, I'm here now. I'm at the incense altar. What do you want me to do? Amen. I think it's just a natural maturation of our life. So, just as, when you're younger, all we can care about is ourselves. Right, you look at Benjamin here. He's the youngest in this room, or he was the youngest in this room. All he can care about is himself, because it's the youngest life. It's the life that has the least maturity. But as we mature, then we then start to realize, even in our human life, we don't start caring just for ourselves. We have to care for those around us. Likewise, spiritually, I think that as we start to mature even more, the Lord can use us to gain what He's after through us being crucified and passing through the cross.
Amen.
So by passing, whatever we pass through the cross, that part becomes useful to the Lord at the incense altar.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You bring us the spirit of learning.
Amen.
We need to learn how to pray.
Amen.
We drop all our confidence.
Amen.
Like to be praying in the ancient golden incense altar.
Amen.
You are leading to you.
Amen.
All we will exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Right. To stay in you.
Amen.
To even speak of you.
Amen.
And we can pray in you.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Teach us how to learn. Oh, teach us how to pray in you.
Amen.
How to give ourselves to you.
Yes.
Teach us how to learn.
Amen.
How to pray at the incense altar. Go to the incense altar.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, give us a learning spirit.
Right.
Where we'd be willing to learn.
Amen.
Learn from you.
Amen.
Learn from the saints.
Amen.
Lord, even save us this week.
Amen.
Save us from being falling into introspection.
Amen.
Lord, but we would just continually offer prayer.
Amen.
Lord, we would pray much.
Amen.
Oh Lord, then you would be added to our prayers.
Amen.
Lord, we wouldn't be hindered in our conversations with you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, go on in us, Lord.
Amen.
Right, Lord, go on in us.
Amen.
You grant us such a spirit of learning.
Yes.
Make us to learn how to pray by praying.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we give you this coming week.
Amen.
We want to pray in you.
Amen.
May you will have mercy upon us.
Amen.
You have to bring us to the incense altar.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, encourage us in you and with you.
Amen.
Oh, we need this encouragement from you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you know how we need you.
Amen.
So we cannot be in the natural way.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we want to enter into the incense altar.
Amen.
Lord, encourage us.
Amen.
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 Thank you.